Hello.
Hello, Andre.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. This is Rick. I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I probably will vote. I will definitely vote.
Thank you. May I ask you what's your age, or do you prefer not to say? I'm sorry?
I prefer not to say.
You prefer not to say? Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask you your race?
I'm African American.
African American, thank you. And please, can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote? You may use any number
No.
from 0 to 9. Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Libertarian.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed to, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed to? Thank you. May I ask you, a blank space. You can tell me anything. May I ask you what specifically makes you say that?
The interest rate.
I'm sorry?
The interest
The answer's right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections?
The economy.
Economy. Okay, what else?
The interest rate.
The insurance.
And the health of living and the cost of living.
The cost of living. Just a second. Okay, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve.
Would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I would approve.
Somewhat approve, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
About the same, thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often? Would you say not often? Or would you say not at all?
Very.
Very often, okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not, would you say just often? Would you say not often? Or would you say nothing at all?
Very often.
I'm sorry?
Very often.
Very often, thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Would you say very concerned? Would you say somewhat concerned? Would you say not very concerned? Or would you say not at all concerned? Very concerned, thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 will mean like you do not particularly feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 from your point of view, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard about a person or organization, please let me know. I have an option for that too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about the National Rifle Association or NRA?
Yes.
And what are you? How favorable do you feel towards EAT from a scale from 0 to 100?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Andre?
Zero.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear what you said. Okay. Have you heard about Cornel West?
Yes.
And do you have an opinion about him?
Zero.
Zero. Thank you. Have you heard about Tim Scott?
Have I heard about what?
Tim Scott.
No.
Okay. Have you heard the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Yes.
And how favorable do you feel about it on a scale from 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you. How favorable do you feel towards the Black Lives Matter?
100.
100, thank you. Okay, the other two are a little bit political. I know you do, but it's just part of the protocol. Have you heard about Joe Biden?
Yes.
And how favorable do you feel towards him on a scale from 0 to 100?
50.
I'm 50. And have you heard about Donald Trump? And how do you feel towards him on a scale from 0 to 100?
Zero.
I'm sorry?
Zero.
Zero. Thank you. And how do you feel towards the Republican Party?
Zero.
Zero. Thank you. Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West? Would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Would you say very worried? Would you say somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not really.
I'm sorry?
Not really.
Not so worried.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now I like to read for you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay?
Okay,
the first statement says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next statement says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree with us?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
strongly.
Strongly, thank you. The next statement says, your heritage, traditions, and culture identity is under attack in America. Would you agree or disagree with us?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next statement says, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree with us?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Just three more. American democracy is under major threat now. Would you agree or disagree with us?
I would agree.
Thank you. Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one said, the next statement says, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Would you agree or disagree with us?
I would agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one says, America is on the path to another civil war. Do you agree or disagree with us?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, we have reached the 70% of the survey. We're about to finish. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Yes.
You support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements that some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more, okay? Okay, the first statement says, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founder and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us more solutions today. Diversity should not be consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us to freedom to make our own choices. That's the first statement. The other statement says, some people say America's strength it is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of America's based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the that was the second statement. So which of the two statements do you agree with more?
The second one.
Okay. Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is a being undermined or under threat, and under threat, I'm sorry, and 5 means you somewhat agree, or 0 means you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 100, okay? I'm sorry, from 0 to 10. The first thing is the right to bear arms.
Disagree.
From the scale from 0 to... Oh, 0. Thank you. The next one says equal economic opportunities for all. From 0 to 10, zero?
Oh, you said 100.
Oh, no, the scale is from 0 to 10. How if you agree that it is being threatened and undermined, the equal economic opportunities for all?
10.
10. Thank you. The next one says, a commitment to Christian ideals.
10.
Thank you. The next one says, freedom to protest the police or government.
10.
Thank you. Do you think the police, do you agree that it's being threatened or undermined the police that treat everyone the same?
10.
10, thank you. The next one says, immigration to this country.
Do I support it?
No. It says if you think that it's being threatened or undermined.
I don't think it is.
Okay. So if you strongly agree it is being threatened or undermined, it represents the 10. And 0 means you do not agree it is being threatened or undermined at all. So from 0 to 10, 0. Okay. The next one and last one says, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you two statements. They are very short. People have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay?
Okay,
the first statement says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discrimination against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with us?
I agree.
And from 0 to 10, how would you represent this on the scale?
10.
10, thank you. The next statement says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedom are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with us?
I agree.
And on the scale from 0 to 10, how would you put your agreement to?
10.
Thank you. Oh, we're about to finish. We have reached 95%. We are almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
10.
10. Okay, and which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation?
The presidential election. So.
Okay. Yes, I'm just writing because it was a blank space, so you could say anything you wanted. So the presidential election, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we're going to switch gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last years of schooling that you have completed or studied? Please stop me when I get to your category, okay? The first one says from first to 11th grade. The next one, high school graduate. The next one, some college or vocational certificate. The next one says college graduate, bachelor's degree. And the last one says postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD. Which do you feel more comfortable with? Which
the
was
next
a little... I'm sorry?
The bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, separated, divorced, or a widow?
I'm single.
Single, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more? Would you say every week? Would you say once or twice a month? Would you say several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever. I'm getting ready to eat, so could you call me later?
Oh, we are, I think this is the last question, actually. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQI plus community?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, now yes. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Your time and patience. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.